As we waited for the room to be ready for the resolution scene, Richard DeVinci, a producer for Mark Burnett's team, mentioned that he had seen Candide, an opera by Leonard Bernstein, which had recently been revived at Lincoln Center with Patti LuPone. The judge in the opera was dressed to look like me, hair and all. And in one scene, he told the exiled Candide, "You're fired." I couldn't believe I actually made it into an opera, and one by Leonard Bernstein at that. I don't think he'd mind. Bernstein loved New York too, so I'm in good company. The 18 candidates arrived, and Carolyn George and I entered the room, which was filled with an amazing assortment of toys. We got right down to business and asked the Mattel executives how the two teams had performed. They both did well, but it seemed that Apex, the women's team, headed by Brad, edged out the men's team. I asked Richard Weintraub of Mattel why he had chosen them, and he said the children in the focus group responded more favorably to their toy. He added that children like action-packed toys with crashes, energy, and speed. A slam dunk toy, in other words. The executives also thought their idea had more commercial viability. I asked him whether there was a chance of ever seeing this new toy in stores, and he said to look for it early next year. It was good enough to develop and market, which is the mark of an effective and imaginative team. It looked like we were off to a fantastic start. I informed the losing team that I would be seeing them in the boardroom tomorrow, where one of them would be fired. I informed the winning team that the prize for their work would be to have dinner with me in my penthouse apartment that night along with Melania. Last time, the winning team got to see my apartment and meet Melania. This time, they got to have a filet mignon dinner with us at twilight. I think that's an improvement. I spent a few minutes talking with Megan Left of Mark Burnett's location crew. While some New York City locations can be a breeze, particularly if I own them, other locations can present an enormous challenge. For example, the shots at the Statue of Liberty required contact with the New York City Police Department, the Coast Guard, the U.S. Navy, and Bernadette Castro, the amazing woman who is a commissioner of the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation. Megan told me that finding locations is less of a problem in New York City when I'm involved because they found that people think I've done a lot for the city and willingly try to be helpful. Several people mentioned to her that The Apprentice is like a postcard for New York City. I have to agree. Thursday, May 13th. The first boardroom scene of the new season took place at 5 p.m. It almost seemed like a reunion to be back there all together again. Aptitude is an interesting thing. I have it for business and making money, and sometimes it's just as clear as day to see when other people don't have it. My first firing wasn't terribly difficult, although I always feel bad for the first person to go because he or she will miss out on so much. We finished the boardroom scene, and I left immediately to attend a cocktail party at the Metropolitan Golf Association. I went with Carolyn Koepcher and met Rudy Giuliani there. Never a dull moment with Rudy around. We had a great time. The speaker was David Fay of the United States Golf Association, who has done a brilliant job of watching over golf and the game's integrity. He's also a wonderful guy. Friday, May 14th. We met in the atrium of Trump Tower at 9 in the morning to give the second assignment, which was to create an ice cream flavor and sell it in tandem with Ciaobella Gelato. I'm building an ice cream parlor in Trump Tower. Since Starbucks went into the mezzanine level last year, the company now has one of its most lucrative stores anywhere. We are thrilled to have them on the premises.